daughter.
Maybe having a niece once. That'd be any Settle, please come back, daughter. Well, the members note their presence by voting. Will the secretary please take the roll?
The roll shows 12 members present. Senators Homan, Meelan, Mulcahy, Rohde, Sackett, Stinson, and Sumner are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer?
The Son, Holy Spirit of it. O Lord, give thy blessing. Lord, your constant love reaches the heavens. Your faithfulness extends to the skies. Your righteousness is towering like the mountains. Your justice is like the depths of the sea. Men and animals are in your care. How precious, O God, is your constant love. We find protection under the shadow of your wings. We feast on the abundant food you provide. You let us drink from the river of your goodness. You are a source of all life, and because of your life, we see the light. Amen.
Will the secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 45th legislative day.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move a national unanimous consent that the journal for the 45th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, the journal is certified. Now to the introduction of guests.
Mr. President?
Senator Ziegler has the floor.
Okay. I yield to my senior.
I have a friend in the gallery on my side today. As a matter of fact, I have quite a few friends in the gallery on this side, I think. But my favorite friend is here today. She's a young lady from Anchorage, the daughter of Don Magnuson, Carla Magnuson.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a good commercial fishing friend from the great metropolis of Anchorage, Mr. Dan Flynn.
He grew up on the inlet. Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Bill Number 18 by Representative Miller, an act increasing the benefits being paid under the Territorial Public Employees Retirement System and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 34 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to the preparation and distribution of a taxpayer's summary of the budget.
State Affairs, Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 47, amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the sale of alcoholic beverages.
The Blue Ribbon Panel, Code Revision, Committee, and Judiciary.
That is the only message from the House today.
Communication?
There are no communications.
Are you opposed to standing committee?
The Resources Committee considered Senate Resolution 5 supporting completion of road connecting Heidelberg to Hollis, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Dankworth, Vice Chairman, concurring, Senators Bennett, Fahrenkamp, and Curtula. SR 5 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered SJR 14, protesting Internal Revenue Service regulations removing the tax-exempt status of certain private schools, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring, Senator Sturdalewski, Senator Fahrenkamp signed, do pass with amendment.
Mr. President, there was an amendment that was adopted by the committee in connection with that. It should have been attached to the bill if it wasn't. That's an error.
You're right, Senator Hackney, do pass with attached amendments. Senate Joint Resolution 14 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 62, Supplemental Appropriations to Special Projects Office, Office of the Governor, to fund Delta Agricultural Development Project, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and reports that back as follows. Senator Dankworth, Vice Chairman, and Senators Mielen, Behrenkamp, and Bennett signed do pass. Senator Behrenkamp signed do pass as amended. Senator Petula signed pass with SB 14 authorization with it. SB 62 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 102, Rights and Work of Fine Arts, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Kelly, Vice Chairman, concurring, Senators Ziegler and Bradley. CSHB 102 has no further referral. Did you wish that to go to rules? Those are the standing committee reports today.
Any reports of special committee?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions?
There are no resolutions.
Introduction of bills.
Senate Bill Number 231 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to rates for penalty and interest for unpaid property taxes and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Labor and Management.
Senate Bill Number 232 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, an act designating programs and activities for review and termination under AS 4466 and providing for an effective date.
Commerce, Finance.
Those are the bills today.
Brings us down to the daily calendar, which we have not.
There's no calendar.
Unfinished business. At this time, I'd like to bring up a subject that today we are one vote shy of what it takes to advance a bill from second to third reading, coming into what I hope is the middle of the session. I would hope that the members will realize that some of the trips are unavoidable, and certainly the results of those who went back to Washington are certainly commendable. But I would hope that any of you that have traveling to do it in the month of March, because we're going to need all the members on this floor whenever we have a session in April, where it'll be grinding down to the end. To be caught without enough to advance a bill would be serious at that time. And for the committee chairman, I hope that at this time, as we get towards the 60th day, that they might consider having more committee meetings or meetings in the evening to get bills through that have another committee referral. I would be in hopes that we'll be having Saturday sessions within another week or so. Thank you. Senator Curtula.
Thank you for doing the minority leader's work. I understand, Mr. President, your sentiments are mine. And I, for one, I think a good many of us hope that everybody will be here and be on hand to do the work. Again, though, I think for those in China, and probably there's some value to having made that trip, and those in the nation's capital in particular, you know, shouldn't be shorted in any way for their attendance, because apparently they were very effective.
I hope that I made that very clear, that the results were well worth the absence. But nevertheless, as we get further along, we can't afford the absences. Senator Clinton.
Mr. President, we stand at ease, please.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we take up the citation having to do with the Fairbanks Winter Carnival as a special order of business at this time.
Is there any objection? Without objection, the Senate will take up the citation.
citation congratulating sponsors of the Fairbanks Winter Carnival.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to the citation honoring the Fairbanks Winter Carnival be adopted by the Senate.
Unanimous consent has been asked. Without objection, the citation is adopted. Senator Ray, did you want the floor?
Yes, sir. Under unfinished business, although it might be anticlimactic at this particular time, I do appreciate the remarks from the chair. But at the same time, Mr. President, if you're talking about ants and grasshoppers, you are addressing the ants. We're the ones that are here, so I would suggest you save your speech for the grasshoppers when they came back and repeat it for them, and not worry us with it.
Mr. President.
Senator Curtula.
I move and ask unanimous consent to revert to introduction of guests.
Without objection, the Senate will revert to introduction of guests.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce the two Alaskans distinguished on their own right, the wives of the Kenai and Matanuska Borough Chairman, Ms. Gilman, Ms. Larson.
Special orders not set for a particular time. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, the Senate Commerce Committee will meet this afternoon in the Belch Room at 3 o'clock to discuss the following bills. Senate Bill 112, Corporate Dissolution, Reinstatement Fees. Senate Bill 146, Special Appropriation, Commerce and Economic Development, Revolving Funds. Senate Bill 147, Revolving Funds, administered by Commerce and Economic Development. Senate Bill 220, Special Appropriation, DOT, Navigational Aids, Runway Lights. Senate Bill 221, Special Appropriation, DOT, Energy Demonstration Projects.
Senator Sturdzielewski.
President, we only have two ants and three grasshoppers not on hand, so we will take testimony, but unfortunately not be able to have a public hearing as such on Senate Bill 16 regarding state aid to local governments for road maintenance, and Senate Bill 137 clean up on the municipal code in a number of areas.
Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning at 8:30, the Senate Finance Committee will meet. We'll be addressing Senate Bill 86, an act relating to fiscal notes. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3, relating to flexible work hours, state employees. Senate Bill Number 96, personal license plates. Senate Bill Number 125, special appropriation to KYUK Radio in Bethel. Senate Bill Number 69, DOT supplemental. Plus, we'll be taking some hearings on the publication budget for the geophysical and geological program, University of Alaska. The second announcement, the Free Conference Committee on Committee Substitute, House Bill 94, will meet at 7 p.m. on Sunday evening at the Senate Finance Room. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, the Senate State Affairs will meet tomorrow at 3:30 in the Belch Room on SB 126, 127, and 149, all relating to election matters. On Wednesday, March 7th, next Wednesday, the Senate State Affairs Committee will meet on SB 182 regarding public officers and employees' compensation and abolishing the Alaska Salary Commission. There seems to be a great deal of interest, particularly among the press and other folks, so we want to be sure that there's plenty of notice. We will meet on that bill 182 next Wednesday.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, the weekly Republican luncheon will be at noon, Sally's Kitchen, and our distinguished Senate President will be the speaker.
Senator Curtula.
But another subject that we're asking the Senate to revert to special order.
Without objection, the Senate reverts to special order.
Mr. President, there is legislative vehicle for us confirmation hearings that were held extensively in Senate Finance the other day, I'd just like to comment. I think we ought to have a very good look at Renewable Resources Board and its program and the law. Apparently, it's going to take extensive revision to make it constitutional in all tests. But also, I think perhaps the method of going about providing and securing loans extending the business of this committee ought to be done in a more conventional way. And probably we ought to look at an amendment that will use the existing structures that have been successful in the private and public financial field for all these years. I think we ought to have a board, a small board maybe, of well-qualified people that has its own executive group that screens loans, rather than having three commissioners that screen the loans, make the loans, and have up to $250 million worth of activity going on in the time to come. I think it's important now that the framework be set. I think it should be set on conventional lines. I think we ought to have real public responsibility in there, and I don't think we ought to go off half cocked. I think that's what the present legislation just calls for, an open end here. Three people making a decision. None of them have any particular banking qualification. I think we all ought to look at that very hard before we proceed to. I have no objection to confirmation of people. That isn't it. I think they're good men. I think we better have a group of people with knowledge. They don't have to be all bankers, plainly, but with knowledge to screen these loans and set up a proper framework. We're going to have the same thing, to quote Senator Ray the other day, we're going to have the same scandal, near scandal, as we had with the old Alaska State Development Act. Better get a conventional system of screening loans and putting them out into the portfolio. And don't use this new innovative system that's going to result in real problems for us. I bring it to your attention now because you better look at it. And we had all better look at it. There's no bill before us now or in the future unless we develop one, or unless the administration does, or unless we amend some existing legislation. The concept's great, but the structure is wrong. It's going to be, quote one of the other senators, I think, bad public policy proceed in this way.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate recess to a call of the joint session at 2 o'clock to hear the Honorable Ted Stevens.
We'll meet in the House chambers at 2. Senators in recess.